Out of Florida, where the state's new governor, Republican Rick Scott, is evaluating his first year. When Mr. Scott took office, Florida faced a $3.5 billion budget shortfall. A year later, he's working with the legislature to close a still daunting $2 billion budget gap. NPR's Greg Allen reports from Miami that Governor Scott has another challenge, overcoming his image as one of the nation's most unpopular governors.
The job of governor in Florida comes with a certain amount of pomp and ceremony.
Mr. President, the governor of Florida.
It was Rick Scott's second address to a joint session of Florida's House and Senate, the annual State of the State address. Scott is a smart but low-key former hospital CEO, a person comfortable with big decisions, but not necessarily big crowds.
It's great to be here. I just want to tell you before I start, I've really enjoyed all of you, just meeting everybody.
After a year in office, Floridians are still getting to know Rick Scott. He was a virtual unknown when he jumped into the governor's race. The former head of the nation's largest hospital chain, he spent more than $70 million of his own money to get elected. Now the former outsider is Tallahassee's most powerful insider. Republican lobbyist and fundraiser Brian Ballard worked to oppose Scott in the primary, but now has become one of his biggest fans.
He doesn't care about politics. He cares about governing.
It's not just that Rick Scott doesn't care about politics, it's almost a foreign language. A conservative who was elected with strong Tea Party support, he convened a Tea Party rally to announce his first state budget. It was a budget that cut billions of dollars from education, the environment, and benefits for public employees, in a state that was already reeling from the recession and housing collapse. State Senator Paula Dockery, a Republican, says while the budget pleased the Tea Party, it alienated many others.
He went after police, firefighters, corrections officers, teachers, and those are large numbers of people. And they felt that he was more interested in an ideology than in caring about the people who have been protecting us on the streets and teaching our kids.
Scott has some of the lowest approval ratings of any governor, although in recent months those numbers have edged up slightly. If Rick Scott is winning over some Floridians, one reason may be his new style. Gone is the suit and tie. Instead, Scott now wears open-collar shirts, and he's begun engaging with the media, even sitting down with editorial boards around the state, something he rejected as a candidate. Daniel Smith is a political science professor at the University of Florida.
I think he's really tried to convey that he is more of a man of the people as opposed to a multi-million dollar executive.
Scott's also adjusted his ambitious agenda. In his State of the State address, he said he learned from his travels around the state that education is very important to Floridians. And so, a year after announcing more than $1 billion in cuts to education spending, Scott told legislators he wants to put much of it back.
I ask you again to send me a budget that significantly increases state funding for education. This is the single most important decision we can make today for Florida's future.
Scott has rejected any tax increases. To find the money, he's looking for big cuts in Medicaid payments to hospitals, cuts he's already being forced to defend.
We have a budget deficit. We have a $1.7 billion budget deficit. I wish we didn't. I wish we had a surplus. Hope sometime while I'm in office we have a surplus. We need to fund education. It's the right thing to do. And Medicaid has been growing. So you've got to change how you do things.
In his first year, Rick Scott signed many controversial bills. One requires drug testing for all welfare recipients. Another bans pediatricians and other doctors from talking to their patients about guns. Yet another changes voting rules in a way that the League of Women Voters and other groups say will suppress voting by minorities, young people, and the elderly. All those laws, and several more, are currently held up in the courts. To some, that might be a sign of overreaching. But political science professor Daniel Smith says not to Rick Scott.
I really think Governor Scott doesn't care all that much about what the courts are going to say. He's coming from a CEO mentality. And CEOs don't really listen to many people except occasionally the stockholders.
In this case, the stockholders are Florida voters. Scott's just completed his first year in office. That leaves him 3 years to win over skeptics and make good on his pledge to rebuild the state's economy. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.